Okay, move on to 184.
Authorize city attorney to appear as amicus curiae to support freedom to marry.
Mr. Auerbach.
Morning. Thank you, Mayor Hales, members of the council. My name is Harry Auerbach. I'm chief deputy city attorney. And I'm back with another amicus resolution, this one on behalf of the freedom to marry. Just very briefly, as you are doubtless all aware, the right of same-sex couples to marry has been litigated throughout the country, generally in favor of upholding the right to marry, with the exception of the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, which encompasses several states in the Midwest and Southeast. And the United States Supreme Court has four cases out of the Sixth Circuit, which it has chosen to take for the purpose of answering the question whether the 14th Amendment to the federal Constitution requires states to recognize same-sex marriages. The mayors for the freedom to marry, the United States Conference of Mayors, and individual mayors and cities are filing a brief as amici curiae. We've been asked to join in that brief, and after consulting with your execs in the mayor's office, we're bringing you this resolution to authorize us to add Portland to that list. Portland is, I'm happy to say, wherever I go, has a proud history of being at the forefront of civil rights, and particularly civil rights for same-sex couples, starting with our enlargement of our civil rights ordinance back in the early 90s to include categories that were at that time excluded from protection under state law, but which since then have been added. So this is in keeping with our proud tradition, and we bring this to you for authorization.
Thank you. Questions for our city attorney? Thank you very much, Harry. Anyone want to speak on this item?
I have five people signed up. The first three, please come on up, are Charles Johnson, Michael Long, and Cameron Witten.
Come on up.
Okay, so like Cameron had to leave. So we'll go with Veronica Bernier.
Hi.
Go ahead, Charles. I think you're on first. Unless you're...
Good morning, Commissioners. When I arrived, the sign-up sheet was blank, and we certainly know that the sentiments of Basic Rights Oregon and the ACLU are with this, and we're pleased to see that, unlike minority contracting and some other civil rights issues, you didn't need any public pressure. The city's attorney's office and the diverse staff there came forward. I would encourage you to take all the man hours that you might be using to appeal however limited that appeal may be, Judge Simon's ruling, and just transfer them over into this amicus curiae work and give up that appeal. But what we need to do is really concentrate on the fact that LGBTQ people have had great success getting the city to support their civil rights, and in other areas of the city, other minority communities are less feeling less success. So we need to look at what worked right here, that the city's attorney's office, that this can come up with no public pressure, and we need to find out through the Office of Equity and Human Rights how other minority communities can have instant satisfaction, because what we've learned in the struggle for marriage equality, for gay, lesbian, bi, and trans people, because there's still some work to be done in that area, because people's government-assigned gender can and will, in some jurisdictions like the Sixth Circuit and the 11th Circuit, pose problems when trans people go and try and get their marriage rights, even after the Supreme Court makes the right decision once our amicus brief is submitted and recognized by them. So thank you to the city's attorney's office and the 39 or so odd attorneys working there. And I want this council to encourage them to always be mindful of national issues so we can do more good things like this, and maybe also talk about making sure that the State Attorney's General Office joins us. Thanks.
Thank you. Good morning.
Mr. Mayor, commissioners. My name is Michael Long. I'm a resident of South Portland. I'm also an attorney in Portland here. I'm the past president of the Portland Area Business Association, which is the LGBT Chamber of Commerce, and I'm also proud to serve and represent Oregon and Portland specifically on the National Board of Governors for the Human Rights Campaign. And I speak today in support of the resolution. As you all are aware, the Windsor case and the Perry case focused the entire world on DOMA and on same-sex marriage. Although the Windsor decision was an amazing success for the LGBT community, the Perry case didn't get to the issues of same-sex marriage and ended at the standing area. But following those two Supreme Court decisions, what we found was we saw the Prop 8 plaintiffs in California marry, and as well as thousands of other Californians. We saw a wave of amazing decisions from the federal courts and from the circuit court, specifically in support declaring the bans on same-sex marriage to be unconstitutional, including a powerful opinion written by our own Judge McShane in the U.S. District Court here in Oregon on May 19, 2014, which ushered in that second round, you might say, of same-sex marriage or marriage equality in Oregon. Yet recently the Sixth Circuit opinion, they published their what I would call a TED Talk opinion as to what the value is of the U.S. District Courts and the Circuit Courts and whether they should really be even weighing in on this, which leads us to needing the Supreme Court to actually finally rule on marriage equality for the last time. Today, the City Council is deciding whether to approve a resolution which charges the city attorneys with filing and/or signing in as amici on the city attorney on the U.S. Conference of Mayors amicus brief. Your affirmative vote will actually not only broadcast to our people and the LGBT people in Portland, but also to our youth. I was recently pleased to participate in HRC's National Time to Thrive Conference, which was held here last weekend. 750 people, educators, people, counselors working with LGBTQ youth came here to learn about best practices. As they were here, they heard about Portland and what Portland is doing, and they know what support our community in Oregon has for LGBT youth. And the youth listen to us. They listen to the leaders. They even listen to our politicians when they make a decision like this. And so it's so important for your vote to actually to resonate throughout our community, throughout Oregon, Southwest Washington, and into the community, actually internationally, as they hear of the Portland City Council supporting this. And so I strongly encourage you to do that on behalf of all LGBTQ people in Oregon and Southwest Washington.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was a great conference. It was really impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor Charles Hale. I guess I'm a little bit far back. I'm a shorty, only 5'4". Good morning, Steve Novick. Glad you're back. Did you have a good cup of coffee? Good. It's nice to see you all sitting here smiling this morning after the the little amazing event last night. The beginning of Lent for the Catholics has aroused a lot of energy and support and emotionalism, and all the other Christian churches here in the United States did celebrate Fat Tuesday with a lot of fanfare. We had fun. And a lot of pancake suppers that were held at churches of our choice. And, of course, and when I mention churches of your choice, of course, we know that Portland has one of the largest church bases in the entire United States. The Interfaith Council has always come through in the past in support of everyone with regard to all nations, really. In spite of race, color, and creed, we always seem to come across and sit at those tables and have some really mighty fine potlucks, Commissioner Salzman. Speaking of potlucks, there's another one scheduled, and I think I just want to mention something really briefly. I do support, I'm a married woman and divorced, okay, and I have children and grandchildren, and I just have to say that even having been married in the church, I do support people who have different lifestyles because that is the way some people are. And I think that in terms of all the people in the United States, there are many, many different walks for many people. I wanted to say that at the First Congregational Church, United Church of Christ, we do have a jazz concert coming up. I'll put this up here so that you can see it. The jazz concert is this Sunday. And if you would support that, I would really appreciate it. At that church, we have tables for LGBTQ and so on and so forth. It doesn't matter about the initials. It's about what is important. And I always remember that in San Francisco a long time ago, a lady named, I think her name was Dove Martin or Lou Martin, wrote a book about two lesbian living together. And I thought that is amazing. She wrote this book, and she sold it at Glide Memorial Church, which is a Methodist church in San Francisco. They had an open door to gay couples and same-sex couples, so I generally support that. Even having been a married woman and pretty heterosexual myself, I think that they all deserve support. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thanks very much. Others who signed up on this
item? I have one more name. I'm sorry, I can't quite read it, but they live on MLK.
Someone else on this item? Anyone else on this? Then if not, then let's take a roll call on the resolution, please.
Fritz?
Well, Mayor, thank you very much for having this on the regular agenda so that I can individually vote an enthusiastic aye.
Fish?
Yes, Charlie, thanks for bringing this forward. Barney Frank is speaking at Powell's the end of March. And he is the first member of Congress to take advantage of the right to marry in his home district. And we hope that the Supreme Court follows shortly thereafter with a resounding affirmance of what is happening in most of the circuits. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, thank you to the City Attorney's Office and the Mayor's Office for bringing this important amicus brief to our attention, and pleased to support it. Aye.
Novick.
Since Clarence Thomas has publicly complained about the court taking up this issue, I think that heralds a good outcome. Aye.
Hales.
Well, this is one more time where it's great to be from Portland, and we're all very proud to be from a city that has a long and consistent record of supporting rights for all, and this is an important one. So I'm looking forward to a successful outcome of this, I love that term, final Supreme Court decision on this issue. Aye.